Dear friends, today is the fifth Sunday of Lent, liturgical year C. But again, we use the readings of liturgical year A because there will be many baptisms of Easter Vigil night in our parish. And the readings of liturgical A is for baptism. And that's why Gospel today tells us about baptism. The Gospel today tells us that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And whoever believes in Jesus, though he dies, he will live. And whoever lives and believes in Jesus will never die. That is, he will never sin and die. More importantly, in the Gospel today, Jesus asked Martha, "Do you believe in this?" And Martha replied, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is to come to the world. That is, I believe that you are the Savior. You are the Son of God, you are God, who is to come into the world. You are God, become man." And most importantly, because of the faith of Martha, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. So he went to the tomb of Lazarus, though Lazarus was already dead 4 days and smelling. But Jesus cried out to Lazarus, "Lazarus, here, come out." And Lazarus came out. And he was bound with cloths, so they unbound him. And many Jews who were there saw what had happened and they believed in Jesus. The important point is this. This will happen again on Easter Vigil night in Holy Trinity Church, Davao. The same thing will happen. Why? Like Martha professing her faith in Jesus, our catechumens will also profess their faith in Jesus by answering the 6 questions of faith, 3 rejecting Satan and 3 professing their faith in Almighty God. Like Martha, they will say, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who is to come into the world." And like Martha, we believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And he who believes in Jesus, even though he dies, will live. And whoever lives and believes in Jesus will never die. Whoever lives and believes in Jesus will never die, because he will not sin and he will not die. So as soon as our catechumen profess this faith, then they will be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And they will die and rise with Jesus Christ to the new life of Easter. And those who see the new life of Easter in them, they will also believe in Jesus. They will also be there. So there is a missionary character to your baptism. Because when others outside of this church especially, who do not even belong to the Catholic faith, when they see the new life of Easter, the resurrected life in you, a life of love, a life filled with joy, a life filled with peace, forgiveness, charity, patience, you can name it, the fruits of the Spirit, they will believe in Jesus. Not by your words, but just by looking at you. This is the point we must not miss in today's Gospel. But for all of us here who are already baptized on Easter Vigil night, we have still to profess our faith. We have still to renew our faith and renew our baptism. And we will be sprinkled with the waters of baptism. And once again, we will die and rise with Jesus Christ to the new life of Easter. And once again, when others see us, especially those outside our church see us, they see the new life in us, the eternal life in us, the life of the resurrection, the life of Easter in us. They see the love, the joy, the peace, the forgiveness, the charity, the patience. Even if they have no faith, they will come to faith. Even if they don't believe in Jesus, they will believe in Jesus. Because how can you be blind to reality? Not only to truth, but to reality. That you can touch, you can see, you can hear, you can taste, and you can smell. As concrete as the cross of Jesus Christ before you today. As St. John says, the faith we proclaim to you is something we can see with our five senses. We can see, we can touch, we can hear, we can taste, we can even smell. That's what the gospel tells us. But more than that, the first reading, of course, followed the theme of the gospel. The first reading is also baptism. The first reading tells us something very important, that Jesus raised us from the dead to the power of the Holy Spirit. Of course, the first reading originally was written for the exiled Jews in Babylon. But the church chose it for today to prepare us for baptism on Easter Vigil night. So the first reading tells us something very important, that Jesus raised us from the dead to the power of the Holy Spirit. In other words, Jesus himself has to die and rise from the dead before he can give us the Holy Spirit. In that sense, strictly speaking, the resurrection of Lazarus is not a resurrection. It is only a resuscitation, pointing to the resurrection. In other words, what will happen to you on the night of Easter is even more important than what happened to Lazarus when he rose from the dead. Because in order to do this, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead before his death and resurrection, outpouring of the Spirit. But to raise you and me from the dead, Jesus cannot do it before his death and resurrection and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And that is why we are more important. Jesus had to die. He had to suffer. He had to die. He had to rise from death before he can give you the Holy Spirit to raise you from your dead. And that is what the first reading from Ezekiel prophesies. What is prophesied in the first reading of Ezekiel will be fulfilled on the Easter Vigil night. What was prophesied? The first reading prophesied that the Lord will open your graves. The Lord will raise you up from the graves. The Lord will put his Spirit in you and you will live. The Lord will put the Spirit in you and you will live. That's why we have a cross in front of us. Because without Christ's death and resurrection, the Holy Spirit cannot come. It's so important. That's why the second reading again tells us the same thing. The second reading tells us that if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, then he who raised Jesus from the dead will give life to your dead bodies, to your mortal bodies, to your dead bodies. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, then he who raised Jesus from the dead will give life to your dead bodies. In other words, you will rise from the dead. You will rise from the dead. And in front of this good news, How do we respond in front of this good news? How do we respond? Of course, we respond with the response of the responsible Son. We respond with the response of the responsible Son. With you, O Lord, is mercy and fullness of redemption. With you, O Lord, is mercy and fullness of redemption. As I always say, our God is a God of love, mercy, forgiveness, and salvation. Our God is not a God of the Old Testament, a God of law, justice, judgment, and punishment. Unlike any other God, our God is a God of love, mercy, forgiveness, and salvation. And that is why we can sing with the response of the responsible psalm. With you, O Lord, is mercy and fullness of redemption. With you, O Lord, is mercy and fullness of redemption. This is our faith. The responsible psalm has got four stanzas. Stanza 1 and 2, we ask, is a prayer to God for forgiveness. We ask God to forgive our sins. But even more important, stanza 3 and 4, we express our trust, our faith in God. We express our trust, our faith in God. In a God of love, mercy, forgiveness, and salvation. Not in a God of law, justice, judgment, and punishment. Because there is no salvation in such a God. Very important. No faith, no baptism, no baptism, no resurrection. As clear as that. No faith, no baptism, no baptism, no resurrection. As clear as that. Faith! So stanzas 3 and 4. Stanzas 3 and 4. It's an expression of trust and faith in God. Faith and trust in a merciful, loving, forgiving, and saving God. Again, our response is taken from the fourth stanza, of course. With you, O Lord, is mercy and fullness of redemption. With you, O Lord, is love, mercy, forgiveness, and salvation. Faith. Faith. The same faith we will profess on the night of Easter. Then we'll be baptized and we'll die in Christ with Jesus Christ to live life on Easter. That's what salvation is all about. So during this time of Lent, our catechumens are asked to do three things: to fast, to pray, and to give alms to the poor. Not as a law, not as a punishment, but to strengthen their faith, to give them faith, so that on the night of Easter, they can profess their faith in Almighty God by answering the six questions of faith. Three rejecting Satan, three professing the faith in God. Then they will be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Then they will rise from the dead to the new life of Easter. Then those around them, including those outside the church, including those who are not Catholics, when they see the new life of Easter in them, they will also believe in Jesus. They will also believe in Jesus. Just like what happened to Lazarus. When the Jews were there, they saw what happened, they also believe in Jesus. And for all of us who are already baptized, the church also asks us to do these three things: to pray, to fast, and to give alms to the poor. Not as a law, no. Neither is it a punishment, no. But to strengthen our faith, to renew our faith, so that on the night of Easter, we can profess our faith, we can renew our faith and baptism, and we will be sprinkled with the waters of baptism, the waters of the Holy Spirit. Then we will once again rise, and we will once again die and rise with Jesus Christ to the new life of Easter. And don't forget, when others especially those outside the church, non-Catholic, see this new life in you. They don't see it anywhere. They only see it in you. A life of love, joy, and peace. A life of forgiveness and charity. A life of patience. Many, many more fruits of the Holy Spirit. They will believe in Jesus even if you don't say a single word. So you see, your baptism is not only for you. Your baptism is for the salvation of the whole world. Your baptism is not only for your salvation. Your baptism is for the salvation of the whole world. Because you become a missionary of Jesus Christ, an apostle of Jesus Christ, even without saying a word. Don't forget, this year for Malaysia is missionary year. So, wish you all a happy, a holy, and a blessed land. Amen.